German pacifist woman captured by Hamas terrorists at music festival massacre might be alive in Gaza, claims mother. By Kurt Zindulka on October 10, 2023. The mother of a German woman, who was paraded half-naked in the back of a terrorist pickup truck after being captured from the scene of a Hamas massacre at a music festival in southern Israel, has claimed to have reason to believe that her daughter is still alive in Gaza. Shani Luke, 22, a German tattoo artist who was attending a music festival for peace in the Negev desert on Saturday, may yet be alive despite viral footage showing her seemingly lifeless and stripped body being flung about in the back of a Hamas truck as Islamists shouted Allahu Akbar and spat on her. In an interview with the German-built tabloid on Tuesday, her mother, Ricarda Luke, said that family friends have heard that Shani is alive in a Hamas-controlled hospital in Gaza, saying, "We now have evidence that Shani is alive but has a serious head injury and is in critical condition. Every minute is critical." Ricarda claimed that she had received an email notification from her bank that Shani's credit card had been used in a shop outside of a hospital in Gaza on Sunday. "You have to act quickly and get Shani out of the Gaza Strip," Shani's mother said in a message to the German government. "We shouldn't argue about questions of jurisdiction now." According to her aunt Orly, Shani was raised in Israel but held a German passport. Despite initial rumors from pro-Palestinian sources claiming that Shani was an Israeli soldier, her aunt said that Shani was, in fact, a peace campaigner and a conscientious objector. Shani, her aunt told Der Spiegel, refused to enter into the mandatory military service in Israel because of her belief in pacifism, adding that her status as a German passport holder helped her avoid service. The Supernova Music Festival, which Shani attended on Saturday near the border with Gaza, quickly turned from a celebration of peace into a bloodbath as Hamas terrorists descended upon the estimated 3,000 people present, killing at least 260. Survivors of the massacre recounted that it was like 4 or 5 hours of a horror movie. One survivor said, "I've never seen anything like it in my life. It was a planned ambush." As people came out of the emergency exits, squads of terrorists were waiting for them there and just started picking them off. Another said, "They were going tree by tree and shooting. I saw people were dying all around. I was the first one to get out of the field. It took others 2 or 3 more hours to get out. And, all the way people were dying, all the way on the road. Young people, as, it's a festival for young people." On Tuesday, German prosecutors said that they are investigating an unknown number of Hamas terrorists for their roles in the kidnapping and murder of German citizens. So far, the German government has not released any figures on how many of its citizens have been murdered or taken hostage. An Israeli man, Yoni Asher, has claimed that his wife, German citizen Doron Katz Asher, and their 2 young daughters, aged 3 and 5 years old, were also kidnapped by Hamas terrorists on Saturday. After seeing footage of them apparently being captured, Asher said, "I immediately recognized that it was her, without a doubt. I saw a terrorist covering her head. There was a cover on my little daughter's heads. And I immediately recognized my oldest daughter too. They were kidnapped along with my mother-in-law and her partner." Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindulka or email to xindulka@breitbart.com.